Hi everyone, Anthony Fantano here, the internet's busiest music nerd doing an audio album review. I know it's not a video. I just had a rough night last night. I was up late. There was a thunderstorm. The Battles review ran long, so I've put this audio review together with some others. Hope you enjoy this. A review of the new Black Lips LP, Arabia Mountain. These guys are a Jauja band. It's their sixth LP here, and they specialize in a very grimy and wild brand of garage rock that, admittedly, I am a total sucker for. The band's sound has always been rough around the edges, but in 2007, when they dropped Good, Bad, Not Evil, they were sounding a little cleaner and more intelligible, more audible, than some of their previous tracks.
Bad luck, it could happen twice. You better check your path, make sure you've been nice to you.
And after Good, Bad, Not Evil, I'm not sure what happened. I mean, I think anybody who was a fan of the band would have figured, oh, they're going to get cleaner from here. They've been getting cleaner. They're going to get cleaner. And maybe they'll just keep heading in this direction. But no. In 2009, when Black Lips dropped 200 million thousand, they threw a left hook and got dirtier. I know, not a world of difference there, but still, 200 million thousand definitely has a dirtier, grittier sound to me, especially considering the extra distortion, the noises, the obscured vocals. It's definitely an intentional step toward the noisier side of things. But Arabia Mountain goes in a cleaner direction, the cleaner direction that a lot of people might have expected 200 million thousand would go in. It was produced by English DJ and producer Mark Ronson, whose production credits usually slip into the liner notes of some pretty mainstream stuff. So I was just wondering, after I had read that and seen a little video promoting the album, talking about the sound and the producer, what could this guy possibly bring to Black Lips style? Is he going to put a hip-hop beat behind these guys? What is going to happen? This is going to be a train wreck, but that's not what happened, because I was very pleasantly surprised with how good Arabia Mountain sounds. The guitars, the vocals, the drums, the bass, not only the rhythm guitar, but the lead guitars too. All stellar in terms of recording and mixing. And the extra instrumentation too complements the music perfectly. Saxophone, a little bit of whistling, some hand claps here and there, and even a theremin shows up in a few places too. So here the band's rough edges have definitely been smoothed out a little bit, not only with this new sound, but the songwriting is a little simpler, a little straightforward too, in a way. But see, that's the thing. This LP, even though it is smoother, it is more accessible for someone outside of the band's style, maybe, you know, not familiar with the band, it's a decent starting point maybe. The thing is, even though this is so clean and easy, I don't think it'll alienate people like me who are fans of their earlier stuff, of their rougher output. What's important to me is that even though this sound is cleaner, that the band's style hasn't really changed. Their music still relies heavily on attitude and whiskey breath and unshaven stubble and druggy personalities and sweat. But now with this new recording quality, I kind of feel like I can almost kind of hug the band without having to take a shower or brush myself off afterwards. So I'm in all the way when it comes to Arabia Mountain the way it sounds. I'm in balls deep. But the songs and the tunes are really kind of where I get killed on this record. Most of the songs here I love, like Family Tree, a really killer intro with the saxophone, the twangy guitar leads, those vocals too, those really tight drums. It's just a track filled with energy and kind of this painful love too.
Can I take you down? Come on out with me. Oh, can I take you down?
or maybe more of a desperate love is what I'm thinking about. And the track has a fun hook too, and that's the thing about most of these songs. Most of the hooks are fun, stuff you can really kind of sing along to in a snap, like Modern Art, which is kind of about getting wasted and going for a swim, I think. The hook on Nakahoma, which just explodes. And Go Out and Get It, which is just memorable on first listen. The only thing I love more than the hooks on this LP, though, are the subject matters. Like, Dumpster Dive wins the award for Best One, in my opinion. I mean, the title makes the story obvious.
I woke up where the sunshine bleeds, looking in a garbage bin, and I see some good trash inside, since I don't know when, since I don't know when.
And Spidey's Curse, another one of my favorite tracks in terms of lyrics, is actually about Spider-Man and Peter Parker, really, growing up as a puny kid who lived a rough life.
Peter Parker's life was so much darker than the book I read. Because he was defenseless, so defenseless when he was a kid.
The lyrics and vocals alone lend a ton of personality to Black Lip songs, but that's always been the case. What I'm saying is that that has not been lost on this album. And that's a great thing. But musically, this album is like so derivative from time to time. It just puts me off, like the song Time, which the intro kind of reminds me of Led Zeppelin's Baby I'm Gonna Leave You, and the song Raw Meat, which kind of sounds like 30 different Ramones songs.
Fish maggots on my teeth, they cheat.
The vocal melodies and the chord progressions, there are so many songs here where I feel like I've just heard them in other places, but I can't put my finger on exactly where, and it drives me nuts, like this one. And I know this problem may be specific more to me just because I've heard a ton of things, and it's not like Black Lips have never worn their influences on their sleeves before. The thing is, I just kind of feel like this record, not only is it a bit derivative, but it also kind of treads water on in spots that Black Lips have already been in time and time and time again. And as much as I love, for example, Spidey's Curse, it does kind of remind me of a track from the band's last album. But the thing is, maybe now that they have this new recording quality, they just kind of wanted to try out some sounds that they've done before and, you know, maybe get a better recording on them. I don't know. Still, on every track here, derivative or not, Black Lips do their best to rock it and make these tried and true chord progressions and melodies theirs, their own. Really try to own these songs, own these melodies that have been used before. And for the most part, they do that. I don't think anything on this album is terrible. I don't find myself skipping any tracks or really cringing all that much. Most of it is great, but the rest of it is just kind of decent. And you know what? Still, at the end of the day, I don't feel like there are any tracks here as awesome or as hilarious as past tracks from these guys, like Veni Vidi Vici or Short Fuse or Oh Katrina or How Do You Tell a Child That Someone Has Died? For me, Arabia Mountain is kind of like Black Lip's pop album. And if that's the case, you know what? The transition has been a pretty good one. So I'm feeling a decent to strong 7 on this one. It's a very good album, a very likable album. I'm not in love with every track, though. I'm not in love with a good chunk of these tracks, so it keeps me from really having a huge crush on this album. But still, I may pick this one up. After I found out about these guys, I've pretty much been picking up every LP they've released afterwards, and this one is decent, so why not? But what do you think about this LP? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Why? And what do you think I should be reviewing next? Thank you for listening. Anthony Fantano, Black Lips, Arabia Mountain, forever.